It's 16 minutes after to welcome to Half Hour with Jonah Mngoshi. And this is where we get to learn how to get out of our comfort zone and be better versions of ourselves and ensure that we succeed at whatever we do, and whatever we touch turns to gold. Yeah. So today he wants to talk to us about kupedza zvatatangana and finish. Many times I think people start to my project, but sometimes fail to finish those projects. What most people don't realize is that those unfinished projects are a huge cost and a serious drawback hindering them from achieving the success they're destined for. So if you're one of those people who are not batereke, today is your day. You need to get a pen and paper ready so that we learn how to ensure that whatever we start, we finish. So Jonah's on the line. Jonah, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Glenda. It's awesome to be back here after another week. How are you doing?
Did absolutely well with the manja is good, tended the zaganda, say are we good, can't complain.
Shamaruku ipako zimwe kunaka kuzimwe. I suffer from migraine headaches, and they are much worse when it's hot. So when it's cold like this, I actually enjoy it because the frequency of my headaches actually not a shoma. Saka kushata kuzimwe kunaka kuzimwe. And on the other hand, because we have winter, we can appreciate warm weather better. If it was warm all the time, we'd start taking it for granted.
True, but I think with winter, I'll not touch my ideas. I need summer for me. So, yeah, it's good. All right, so you want to talk to us about
this came about as a result of a conversation I had last week with my brother. And let me share with you. We were doing an analysis of some project. And he said, imagine two people, they get... However, somehow, legally, they get $100,000 each. Glenda, owe $100,000. Jonah, owe $100,000. And then the two of us decide to do something. We're not just going to blow it on useless things, but want to do really something meaningful. So we both decide, let's go into real estate. Let's build our own houses, right? What does Glenda do? Glenda goes to... let's say some middle density or high density area, buys a stand for $25,000, for example, right? And Glenda uses most of the rest of her money to build a house. Within maybe a year, Glenda has got a completed house and is staying in that house. The project that yapera, Glenda has what? Has finished. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, Jonah says, I can't be seen staying in a high density or middle density. I'm going straight to Borodel. I'm going to the affluent areas. And I get there. The first thing I do is I buy a stand. I buy a stand maybe for $60,000. Right. I'm now left with $40,000. Right. With that $40,000, I start constructing. Maybe I find reasonably priced construction companies. And I build perhaps up to window level because there's a fancy house in a fancy neighborhood and I'm putting quite a bit of money. After a year, Jonah's house is not finished. Glenda's house is finished. But still, Jonah has run out of money. He cannot stay in here because I now pay. At the same time, he can't really rent it out because I now pay. He can be so broke that he doesn't have money to feed himself. He can even get to an extent where he gets desperate and ends up selling that. Or maybe from his job, he decides that, let me go and rent Kumbakwa Glenda. Glenda is now earning money on the investment she has made. Fast forward to 5 years later, Glenda has built wealth and Jonah has lost wealth. Why? Because you started something that you couldn't finish. Do you see the cost of not finishing?
I said. I remember Mr. Taura Nyayo. I remember there was a couple, Kumarain Kwedu, Angane Vana 5. So Agatinga must end the Batanga Kuvaka, Zimba, Zaga Guma, Zesepa window level, because Agazu Share Mareko Pedza. And each stand, the IT in the Mwanoake, number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, and number 5. This is the Gaskapa window level. Instead of Nayakatanga Pedza 1, was the end up a name. So I hear you. It's a challenge for many.
The issue there is not that, Vanu, today we are not talking about Munarguita, just Namsoro. No, You are really, you know, you've got a goal, you are focused on it, you are being self-sacrificial, you are committed to it, but there's just something wrong with your reasoning and your thinking. And I want us to examine ourselves. If you're listening to me right now, think about yourself. How are you making decisions? Have you been a victim of such what I'd call flawed thinking or erroneous thinking, where maybe you get so excited by the resources you have that you overestimate what you're going to do? Or maybe you are overly ambitious and you say, no, you know, I was listening to Jonah Mungoshi and he says we must get out of a comfort zone, do things we've never done before. Yes, but let's do that with our eyes open. Let's do that intelligently. Let's use some critical thinking. So this is what I'm talking about today.
All right, so I will press pause on you right now. Just need to quickly get into an ad break. If you just joined us, welcome to Half Hour with Jonah Mungoshi on the line with us today to help us be better people, succeed at whatever we're doing. And he's talking about us finishing and the finish. So keep it 100.4 FM. Do not touch the dial. And do also engage with us on 0719100404. Examine yourself. At Shinam ad break, Chimbozri, Tonongora, Utu Doutori Papi.
Life never stops, so you can't afford to stop. That's why you need a Mahel unlike other Mahels. Start your day with new Adesumba Mahel. It's the same great maize taste you love, now with the fresh new look of Ades. No matter where you're going, make sure you get there nourished, energized, and ready to own the day. New Adesumba Mahel, the seed to succeed.
All right, so Jonah, we're back here. I know a lot of people as well want us to then exemplify. People are interested in real-life business solutions that speak to their real life. So I know you get into that. But I will allow you to proceed. Tati Jonah, examine yourself.
Exactly.
Tine flow thinking, we overestimate. Continue.
Right. So on that issue, let's start by looking at possible reasons. This is not an exhaustive list. So these are some of the main reasons why we start things we don't finish. Number one, lack of prioritization. Where you don't sit down and say to yourself, out of all the things I want to do, this one is the most important. This one is number two. This one is number three. So let me focus on number one. So we need to learn to prioritize. Sometimes it's painful to prioritize because you want everything all the time. But when you're an adult, you realize that you cannot succeed in life unless you prioritize. So it's very important for you to prioritize. What is the most important thing to you? What is the most urgent? What is the one you want to do first? And then you focus on that. Number two reason why we fail to finish what we start is lack of personal discipline. There are times when something has to be done because you're committed to it, not because you feel like doing it, not because the time is ripe, not because you're enjoying it, not because it's exciting, but because you're committed to it and you will use your sheer willpower. And you do it because you have to do it. Because if we only do things because we are enjoying them, we are not likely to finish most of what we start. Because even with the project, we are not even likely to build strong families. Because even with the spouse that you love the most, there'll be moments when you feel like, you know, the fire is dying. So we need that discipline. Number three, sometimes we take on too many goals. Taking too many goals at the same time, trying to build houses for all your five kids, you know, in parallel at the same time, when your resources are actually finite, they are not infinite. Maria winayo ine muganu yakashika up inogumira up hairambiripo. So you find that when you take on too many goals at the same time, it can limit your ability to finish what you start. And playing to the gallery means, well, you know, I cannot be seen in the example I gave about Glenda and Jonah. I cannot be seen buying a house in this area. I really must move to that area, even if you cannot afford it. But you are trying desperately to create a certain image that your resources cannot yet support. Right. Some people say, no, I want to do what rich people do. Uh-uh. If you want to be rich, don't do what people rich people do. No. Uh-uh. Do what rich people did to get to where they are now. Because right now they have the resources to do what they are doing. But in order for them to get there, if you analyze it, you see there are sacrifices that they made. They paid the price to be where they are today. And if I say, I want to live like a rich person without paying the price and going through what the rich person did to get to where they are today, chances are your resources will run out very, very quickly. Sometimes it's just greed, sheer greed, where people want so much in such a short space of time. But the number one reason of all the reasons is the last one I'm sharing. Failing to learn from our past experiences. If you look at your life, you'll see there are certain themes that recur. Most people's lives are like that. Pane zvinhu zvinongoitika mupenyu wako zvinoramba zvichidzokorora, or pattern yacho inoramba ichidzokorora, where you maybe you end up blaming your circumstances, you blame your ancestors, you blame your enemies, you blame whoever. But ultimately, the common factor in all those occurrences is you. And if we don't take time to reflect, to introspect, to look at ourselves and say, what experience have I learned from this thing that I didn't finish? We are likely to repeat that. So it calls for serious courage, because looking at your own faults is not fun. And a lot of people are not courageous enough to self-criticize. So you need to learn from experience. That's one of the most important qualities that you need to have in order for you to learn how to finish what you start. Right. Should I move on?
Yeah, sure. We can go ahead. I just wanted to add something. Pama taura a point in your 5 years. Kuti vanorenga kuti ndakaroiwa vanwa kusanzi my ancestors angu akaenda kundare akadakwa and they forgot about me. But kind of introspection kama mutarira kari very important. I like that. All right. So you can go ahead.
Wonderful. So, before I go into the actual steps that I want you to take, let me just speak a little bit more about some more important aspects of finishing what you start. One of the most important realizations is that this is a learnable skill. You can actually learn. Saka, don't feel good to know inini it's cast in stone. I'm made in such a way that and depends this is an ender tanga or ndakaroi or whatever. No, this is a learnable skill. You can learn it just like you develop muscles. You can learn it by taking small steps one at a time. You will need, as an individual, you will need to develop willpower and self-discipline. Willpower is a natural endowment, a quality that human beings have, where we can drive ourselves. You can use your effort, your grit, to force yourself to do something. And just like developing a muscle, you can start exercising, practicing your willpower slowly by slowly until you're able to master it over very complicated things. That applies to self-discipline as well. Another point I've made before on the show, but I'll repeat it because so many people just don't get it. As a human being, you have a tendency to overestimate what you can do in the short term and underestimate what you can do in the long term. Saka tinema unrealistic deadlines for most of our activities. I used to work in ICT, Daimbori head of IT at one of the biggest banks in the country. And one of the things that I learned from there is that almost every project in ICT, at the end of the day, it takes longer than you had anticipated, and it costs more. And guess what? The same applies in life. Most of the projects we have will take longer and cost more, mainly because we underestimate what we can do in the long term and we overestimate what we can do in the short term. So, general advice, start with modest goals and then move on to progressively more ambitious ones once the modest goals have been achieved. This is the best way to finish and to advance in any arena of life. Let me say that in Shona. Tanga kuruma kana kutana dzaunosvikira. Oramba uchiswedera pamusoro uchikwira uchitana dzinotera. Don't start by reaching the top of the tree when you haven't even reached the first branch. Start and operate in a way that is compatible with the world we live in. If you look at it, I've spoken about this before, organic growth. Mwana haatangi nekumhanya asati akwanisa kugara, asati akwanisa kumira, asati akwanisa kukambaira. So you cannot have a baby running from day one when they can't even sit, they can't even stand, they can't even walk. So in general, that's the advice I want to give you. So let me go into the steps that I've put for you that I think would help you. Get a pen and paper, take this down. I will cruise through this rather quickly. Do you allow me to go on, Glenda?
Absolutely, you can go ahead.
Fantastic. So some of these I've already covered, but I now want to explicitly state them. Chekutanga, force yourself to clarify your priorities. Kana pane zvauri kuda kuita, zvimanikidze kuti kuti zvakakoshesisa ndezvipi, zvichiteera zvipi. Once you've clarified your priorities, try by all means to implement them sequentially, one by one. Ita one ochipedza, oenda pane chimwe ochipedza uchidaro. A friend of mine was saying, you know, there are some things that naturally just don't work. So, for example, you want to have babies, but you want to have a baby very quickly. You don't want to have a baby in 9 months. Just because you make 9 women pregnant, it's not going to get you to get the baby in 1 month. Eh? You have to go through the natural process. So clarifying your priorities is important because it will help you choose what to start on, what is next. Number two. And somebody might say, how do I know what is important to me? Very simple answer. Think about your purpose in life. Anything that you are doing that contributes to your purpose is of greater importance. If you don't know your purpose, then make it your purpose to discover your purpose. And I've touched on this and I'll touch on this in a future program. Because knowing your purpose is really the beginning of what I call purposeful living. So your priorities are the ones that contribute the biggest, the most to your purpose. Right. Number two, reflect on and learn from your experiences. Remember, that is the biggest cause of people starting and not finishing is because they don't reflect on their experiences. Because for most people, it's a pattern. It is not a once-off thing. You know, the pattern mupenyu is not about shitika. So, ukakwanisa kudzidza from your experiences. That's what I mean by reflecting. Think about this. Analyze it objectively to say, how did I contribute to it? Most of us think about, ndiani andikonzeresa? Ndivani ani vari kundisundira mhepo? No. Think about, how did I contribute? Because that's where you have power. The only person you can change is you. So that's number two. Reflect on and learn from your experience. Funga udzidze kubva kune zvakamboitika kwauri shure. Number three, start small and secure quick wins. Tanga nepadiki utotanga nekubudirira because nothing succeeds like success. So if you start small and you start achieving small wins, guess what? You feel the power to attempt more complex efforts, more complex goals, and you win gradually like that. But you start small, and that winning will motivate you to move to the next step. Number four, plan creatively for the boring part. That even with the woman that you love the most or the man that you love the most, there will be down moments when you just feel like the fire is burning out. How do you handle those? If you've never thought about that, it becomes difficult. Have some strategy of handling the times when the task you're doing is dragging on, is tedious, is boring. Maybe there are certain tasks you'll delegate and get somebody to do. Maybe you'll find ways of making it, you know, more interesting. Like now I'm in training. I do a lot of training. Yesterday I was running a workshop. One of the things I found is we can gamify. You can create games out of serious things where people are in training and then you pitch them one group against the other and you give them points and you find people getting really engaged, getting worked up because the subject might not be very interesting. But if you use your creativity to make it interesting, then those boring parts of whatever task you are doing, you can sail through them and that increases your chances of finishing. So that is number four. Plan creatively for the boring part. Number five, make it painful to stop before you finish. Make it painful to stop before you finish. If you make it easy to stop, then chances are you will go for the default, for the easy way out. How can you make it hard or painful for you to stop? I've spoken before about maybe using a confidant and say, listen, I've committed to doing this. And should I stop it? Here is $100. Keep it. Don't give it back to me or something like that. On that note, I can tell you one of the things I did at the beginning of the year, and I've shared this before, is my gratitude challenge where every day for the past, today is, by the way, is day number 180 since the beginning of the year. Every single day since the beginning of the year, I've recorded a short video when I'm thankful for something. Is this important to me? Yes, it is. Why is it important to me? Because it contributes towards my purpose in life. My purpose in life is to help people discover their potential and create wealth. And I know that even if you have all the money in the world, if you don't have gratitude, you are poorer than the poorest person in the world. Because what's the point of having something that you're not grateful for? Something that you don't appreciate? So I've say this publicly, and I've made it in such that in such a way that it's pricey, it's costly for me to stop because it's my reputation at stake. I've put this on Twitter, I've put it on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on TikTok, on Facebook. So everybody who knows me knows I'm going through this challenge. And if I go for a week and they don't see anything, they're like, ah, because I'd say, I'm going to go pay the gorilla, I'm going to pay my gratitude. I'm going to my gratitude to the boas, touch that one out of retail. Right. So my reputation is at stake. Some people don't care about their reputation, but I'm saying find a way of making it painful to stop before you finish. Number six, I'll just share the last two. There are more, but if you want more, you can join the success family. I'll send the whole list to the success family. But if I go through them now, it will take too long. I was on number six, get an accountability partner. Tsvagamunhu anokubvunzurudza kuti uri kuita sei nezvawanga waronga. Somebody who challenges you. But at the same time, it must be somebody who is appreciative, who will tell you when you're doing well, who will celebrate with you. But asingazezi kukuchallenja paanoona kuti you are letting yourself down. Or when they notice that you are acting below your potential, below your capacity, or that you're letting yourself off the hook lightly. Uri kuzvibvumidza mvumo yekungozviregerera uchitadza kupedzisa zvaunofanira kupedzisa. So get an accountability partner. Very, very important. And this I've proven time and time again in all my interventions that when there's an accountability partner, the results are significantly improved from when somebody is working solo. Finally, number seven, I have five more, but I'll cover them, like I said, to members of the Success Family, I'll send it to them. But number seven, schedule regular reflection sessions in advance. Garoga plana kuti kupera kwemwedzi, ndinoita 1 hour. What has happened this month? What plans did I have at the beginning of this month? And this is timely because Nasindi, we're getting towards the end of the month, right? So you then say, what were my plans for the month? Mm-hmm. What did I achieve? What went well? What didn't go well? And most importantly, what lesson did I learn? And as a result of this lesson, what am I going to do differently going forward? 30 minutes, 1 hour doing that, you'll be amazed at the insight that you get. Unokwanisa kunyatsosvika pamusimboti chaipo pezviri kuita kuti budirire nezviri kuita kuti usabudirire nokuti wazvipanguva yekufungisisa yekudzamisa yekuongorora kuti ndezvipi zvauri kubudirira ndezvipi zvauri kutadza ndepapi pauri kuzvidzosera shure iwewe uye ndezvipi zvauchaita uchienda mberi. So in a nutshell, that's what I had for you today. Over to you, Glenda. Anything coming from the WhatsApp? People have been too quiet today.
Yeah, people have been quiet a bit, but people are taking notes as usual. But great points coming from John. Someone says you dig a big grave with concrete walls for yourself if you start a project whose dimensions, structure, and mechanics you do not understand. Starting small is starting smart. Learn the mechanics of project implementation in order to succeed in projects. First, sit down, understand the project, then count your resources, measure the time you have to do it, divide the time by your average productive time, then be as selfish as possible with your time so that you maintain your trajectory until you finish the project. Excuses, tolerating disturbances, and procrastination will make sure you fail. Last but not least,
sorry, Glenda,
make realistic goals.
Is that all coming from one person?
Coming from one person, and it's pretty imaginary.
Who is this person? I need to hook up with this person. You know, they've expressed everything I wanted to say in such succinct language. It's summarized, it's specific, it hits the nail on the head. I wish I knew who this person was.
All right, he says his name is Charlie, hey? Lastly, he said, lastly but not least, make realistic goals, create imaginary, wonderful goals. And learned all this after failing many, many times. And that's the thing, Jonah. Kuzipana wangu anobavati, wakangu, it a fail one time. Wakadona, kamwechete, awacha zami shakar. Wakuto chaka shimwe. They will not even attempt to find, kuzipataka kangansande, but how can I do things differently?
Yeah, I have a term for that. It's called acquired helplessness. Acquired. Wadzidzira kuti hausukwanisa. Not because hausukwanisa, but you have psychologically convinced yourself that you cannot do it. And it can be quite difficult because people like that will not even try. You know? will not even try. So I hope listening to programs like this also help people like that to realize, hey, maybe I can do something, and hanging around in an environment where you've got people who are supportive, like the Success Family, can also help. And there are many other such environments. So yeah, I hear you. Sometimes, based on our experiences, we start believing we can't do what we're actually capable of doing.
So thanks to Charlie there for also sharing what he's learned all these years after failing many, many times. Mrs. Kacherin Budiro 5 saying, always listen to this show. Thank you so much. That was Budiro 5A today. All right, so those were some of the contributions that came in. Jonah, maybe your parting shots as we let you go, and as well to share with you, how can people become part of the Success Family?
All righty. If you'd like to join a group of people who are mutually supporting each other to get better at what they do and to fulfill their God-given purpose, please send your name via WhatsApp to 0775-190-718. I'll repeat that. Send your name via WhatsApp to 0775-190-718 and join the Success Family. In parting, I would like to say to you, listen, fools rush in where fools have been before. Fools rush in where fools have been before. So if you find yourself continuing to fall at the same hurdle, it's time you reflected and decide on what you're going to do differently. Thanks. Over and out.
My son, thank you, Jonah. We'll catch up with you next week, same time, eh?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.